Hey, Anchorvillians! I hope you guys are all doing well. Well, I'm here because I'm about to do, well, not really an unboxing, but like, okay! A first impression of some art supplies.
Disclaimer, viewer discretion advised. Or listener discretion advised. Sorry! There's a Sasquatch on the premises.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I pulled out was this pencil case that I bought. I don't think I've ever seen a case with this many compartments in it.
I know, it's nice.
It's got a lot. Yikes. They do. Whoa.
How did you record that?
I did.
What were you saying whoa for, girl?
Because I didn't know that it opens up even bigger, like.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Watch, come here.
Well, let me see.
Ow.
Oh, that is cool. Holy crinoli.
I've never seen anything like that.
That is cool. Oh, and look, you could put some pens and.
Mm-hmm. It's got those little slots.
And then I don't know what you'd put in this little pocket right here. This little one right there.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out that.
There you go.
What, Jeremy? Yeah. Yeah, just throw them away. I'm not gonna use them.
And I already ate my fries.
And you don't like ketchup anyway. So the next thing I'm gonna unbox or open up is this dip pen from Speedball. I've heard it's a really good company.
Zappa, come.
Okay.
Really, Jeremy? That's very unprofessional.
I'm sorry.
You knew she'd been recording.
I did.
Well, aside from the Sasquatch and Yeti roars, how is your dip in?
Stop!
You're the one doing the burping.
I know.
But you said I'm a Yeti.
Well,
that's
true.
Because you are. Anyway, moving on.
That's going to take some getting used to. Wow. It has a. Let's see these nibs.
Maybe you can put those nibs in that little knitted pocket.
That's what I was thinking. The little mesh area.
Yeah, knitted or knitted mesh. But you have to hold the pouch a certain way so they don't fall out everywhere when you open them.
What happened, Jeremy?
I got a pain on the left side here.
Is there like a small zipper compartment that those might fit in?
No. Today it was a visit to Migraine City.
Ugh, Migraine City, yuck. I'd never want to go there.
Ugh.
Looks like you had a round trip. Make sure they put on your passport. Do not enter, not allowed into Migraine City. That way next time you try to travel there, you won't be allowed in there.
Oh. Migraines can also be linked to autoimmune disorders.
Mm. Have you been able to get your pen open yet or no?
Not yet. I'm trying to open these little nibs that come with it.
Mm. You've got like a little square box too, a square box and a So you're gonna go through all of that?
Yep.
So you got some cool stuff, girl.
I did. It was a belated birthday gift to myself.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Get yourself a nice belated birthday gift. I believe that for every birthday, somebody should always buy themselves something.
I agree.
You should.
Okay, here's one of the nibs. Whoa, that feels so weird. It just feels like a chunk of metal.
So what is that for? Is that for different colors, or what is...
I think you could use different nibs for different colors.
Oh. Does it have one on the pen by default?
No.
I wonder, like, are they different shapes, or...
I think so. I'll have to read the instructlet.
Does it come with an instructlet?
It does.
I know they have, like, ballpoint, felt tip. Maybe they're different tips, girl.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, just gonna lose them because they're probably tiny, huh?
They are.
Oof.
Yeah, they fit. They'll fit in this little
mesh pocket.
Mesh pocket.
Along with your dip pen, will it fit in that pouch?
Well, the dip pen will fit in the pouch, but it's also gonna sit. Oh, actually, no, it won't fit.
It won't fit in the pocket, the mesh pocket?
No. But it will fit in the pencil case itself.
In the one of the little pen sleeves?
No, the pen sleeve is too big for it.
Oh, it's a tiny thing then.
Get two pins.
Nice, girl.
For $5?
With those little nips and stuff?
That yeah. You can't beat that.
Nope. So, you bought some ink that you could dip that pen in.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's
is that what you're going to go through next?
Yeah, and then I bought a pen cleaner.
A pen cleaner? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now the small dip pen will fit in that little mesh pouch.
That's cool that you have two different sizes. And that pouch is so, it's a very good quality. How much did that cost you?
That was $10.
That's a good quality, girl.
Yeah. That's a good artist bag.
It's cute. So I shared it on my timeline, but this boy with cerebral palsy, I don't know, like, Judy May shared it and I shared it back on my timeline, but I guess this boy with cerebral palsy was getting bullied a lot, and he was at the brink of wanting to commit suicide until he discovered, like, a world of art.
Aww.
I shared it, so if you want
to
look at
my timeline. I'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah. It's an article. And I guess, I don't know what he did. I don't know if they showed any pictures or anything, but he, I guess, discovered art, and that helped him cope. But he was ready to check out.
Because
people were so mean and bullied him.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh. Listen back to your anchor recording. Let's see if the Yeti roar.
Thank you. Melissa's providing the background music.
Well, it got too quiet. It did.
Sorry about that. No, I was just trying to figure out what that little nib looked like. I don't even know if these are nibs, but they feel too fragile.
Maybe they're like what goes in the pen. No. They have to go somewhere.
They do.
You know what? So there's a shortcut that you could do with that shortcuts app. It was a shortcut that I found on the internet last night. Video to MP3. So like if you want to record using the stereo mics on your phone, you take a video and you run the shortcut and it converts your video to MP3.
Oh, wow.
It converts the latest video from your camera roll. And I tried it last night and it really worked. I was like, damn, that's pretty freaking cool. So I had an audio file.
That is pretty cool. This comes with a little booklet. I just gotta find it. I know it's here on my lap somewhere.
Oh, where has the instructor gone? And that one. Oh.
Oh, why the fuck?
Because those aren't for me.
Oh, well, rawr.
They're for your aunt. It's her birthday celebration. It's her belated birthday present. She doesn't want her mom. Yeah, because her mom chewed her out on Saturday because she came home late.
Well, it's not her fault.
She's like, do you realize what time it is? It's like, yeah! Oh, freaking claws.
It's not her fault.
No, it's not. But
her mom should start using Sundial.
Her daughter coming home late, then she should chew them out, not her.
Exactly.
Hi, Zappa. Maybe next month we'll get you something for Christmas.
What's going on, my love?
We're going to have to get... We need to get Zappa something for Christmas.
I want to get him a little stocking. I want to get stockings for all of us.
Homemade TREATS in there.
Well, it'll be a stocking. I don't think they have paw print shape.
No. He means the homemade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Definitely. In fact, you guys, that could be an anchor episode.
Homemade. Whoa. Homemade paw print. Come on. Up the up. Lay down, hurry, boy. Lay down. Zappa. He's wanting to know what's in that package. Are you still opening that pen?
Yes.
God.
Okay, that little giggle I did sounded like Lil Wayne. Didn't it?
Yes. It did.
Just more confident.
Nips. More nips that you're opening.
Oh, I just opened the last one.
Damn, girl.
There's like 6 or 7 of them in there.
What'd they do? Fucking put security guards on each one?
Pretty much. They're tiny.
Do not open the package.
Otherwise, Pennywise will pop out and take one of the dude.
Well, that's a really nice pen.
What, Jeremy?
Want a balloon?
No.
Why not?
It didn't come with an instructor. Okay, well, I'll have to
go online.
Yeah, I'll YouTube it.
You have the package, right? You can read the name of it?
Yeah, well, if I can't... Actually, no, the package is destroyed.
Go on your Amazon.
I was just going to say, I can get the order. I can look at it from my order history.
What's the next thing you're opening
so
up?
So the next thing I'm opening up, I've always wanted these.
Whee!
It's a jelly pen. It's a gel pen brand called Jelly Roll. And every artist swears by these. They're three different sizes. And they're all white pens, but they're for removing ink. Oh my god, these are nice.
How much were those?
These were only like $3.
And Zappa wants them, look out.
Look at these, Zappa Doodle.
He's wagging his tail.
You like these?
He's wagging his pen, his jelly pen. I think Jelly Roll, that's a cute name. That kind of reminds me of those Jelly Roll pans.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of too.
Oh. It's not T-I-M-E yet. Oh, it's forced. Oh. Oh, yeah, it is time.
He's like, yeah, Mom.
Instant Pot sweet potato casserole.
Oh, yeah, I got that notification earlier. Rawr. I'm closing up this little spot. I really like this case.
Are you able to fit your pens in there?
My little jelly roll pens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all I'm opening up from that one. And then next I've got... Feels like it's Christmas. Good idea.
Oh. Amanda, she had a cold brew coffee with cream, butterscotch, and whipped cream on top.
Amanda.
Oh. Amanda Davis. Amanda Louise Davis.
Oh.
Okay, this is from Speedball also. It's,
Oh, she got it from a cold brew. She got it from Tupperware. Cold brew pitcher.
Oh.
Oh, God, now I want one. I want one.
It's a ink cleaner, like if you spill or if you need to clean your pens.
So what is that, like a bottle or?
It's not? a little jar.
So is there something in the jar or is it empty?
No, there's a solution in the jar.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Cool.
And this is India ink, which is just black ink for drawing with the dip pen, which I'm excited to use. If I can pop the bottle open, or not bottle, the
box.
The box. Yep. Oh, that's a nice little bottle. It's gonna last a while. A little bit of this ink goes a long way, you guys. The next thing is this 30 pack of Sharpies. And with Sharpies, they are expensive. For 30 of them, you're going to be spending like $60. I got these for $10. And they are markers. They're paint markers. And you can use them on any surface, really. Paper, wood, ceramic. Whatever you want.
I'm gonna open the package. Or...
Yep.
He's like, heck yeah.
Yeah, these little sets are really expensive if you buy them at Walmart. If you want Sharpies, get them on Amazon. Colors, your reds, your yellows, your, you know, the whole rainbow. Plus, I think you even get some metallics. Oh yeah, you do get a metallic or a few metallics. Ooh, they do have a gold leaf pen for what I want to do. Nice!
This is one happy artist.
Yep. I actually want to have a party one day, like a craft party, get some mugs and some wooden picture frames and stuff like that, invite a few people over, have some little refreshments, and have, I would actually buy another set of these for the party. These are like my personal set.
Yeah.
And I would actually have people just say, hey, decorate what you want.
Ooh.
Have some canvases out. And if you have no sight, it doesn't matter. What you create is what you create. It's going to be awesome no matter what. No judgment. Okay, I'm not going to open these on Anchor because it's 30 markers.
Oh.
Wait. Damn it, wait. Yeah. It's a lot of markers.
Will they fit in your case?
They will. And the next thing I'm unboxing is from... I can't pronounce the name, but it is... It's not Arteza. It's a company that's similar to Arteza. Oh, poor Jeremy.
Oh, is that your sketchbook?
Yeah, I'm unboxing or opening up my sketchbook. It's a spiral-bound black sketchbook. And I've never worked with this... Oh, come on. I've never worked with a spiral-bound sketchbook before. They've always been, like, sewn in and stuff like that. But this is cool because if I want to create prints, I can just take them out and put them in a portfolio. Like... Check this out. Oh, that is nice!
What, girl?
The pages are perforated. Like I thought they would be.
So you can actually rip them out?
I can rip them out. And I can frame them and sell them. But I think this might just be my practice book. But we'll see. And if I like it, I'll get another one and I'll use it for that purpose.
Wow.
Everything I bought was around $10. $5 to $10. Like each.
So how much did you spend all together?
About 62, including taxes.
Oh, wow. Not bad, girl.
Like, this, the pencil case, and the markers...
Were all 10 bucks.
So, the ink, the solution...
And the dip pen?
And the dip pen were, like... Actually, the ink was, like, 7. The solution and the dip pen were, like...
Five, six bucks.
And the, Jelly rolls were like $3.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I bargain shop. Go to Michael's. I'll be spending about $1,000 on this stuff.
Probably not $1,000, but
a good chunk.
All right. There's your birthday gift.
Yeah, my little birthday gift to myself.
Yeah.
Everybody ought to buy themselves a little something for their birthday. Well, I will be back later for, like, for a first impression update. Is there anything you want to say?
I don't know. Chocolate is awesome.
Yes, chocolate is awesome.
Mm. All right. Instant pot for the win.
Yep.
Having meal in the Instant Pot.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
That I am going to anchor.
We should.
Woo-hoo.
well, I'm going to end this episode here. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.